Okay, right, let's pick up. So let's go back to. Do you guys have the most of Rashi?
Yeah.
So you see, he has like the he has like the Rabbeinu Yonah over here on the Machlokas. I mean, it's. Right. See, it's interesting. He has on the. It's an interesting thing. See the most of Rashi? When it was our Rashi on the Machlokas, we said it wasn't really clear what he's saying. Right? That on the Mishnah, Rashi leaves it vague. He doesn't really define Zman Shchiva. Right? He just says. He says, "Misham ve'elach over zman, lo mikri yisu zman shchiva." Right, and you don't call b'shachbucha before that. You don't call that shachbucha. And earlier, it's also not zman shchiva, right? And he says, and the rabbanan say it's the whole night is called zman shchiva, right? But Rashi doesn't really explain what the machlokas is. But he does it later on Dalet he explains it. The most of Rashi just pulls the Rashi's in from later and puts it on the Mishkan. And over here, and on Dalet he explains it exactly like Rabbeinu Yonah. That what this divrei Rabbi Eliezer the islay b'shach b'chol kolzman shebnei adam oskin lelech v'lishkov, right? Zemachtim zemacher. Yeah. Devada, I call Shadaita Lishon Kvar Shocha V'yoshin. Whoever intends to sleep that night already goes to sleep at the first Hashmorah. And then, and the Rabbanan, he says, Dimash Malay Bishach B'cha calls man Shebnei Adam Shochvin. Just like the V'yesh B'chlal Hazek, Kol Laila. So it's just like Rabbeinu Yonah. No machlokas. Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah exactly. They're learning exactly the same. It's just Rashi doesn't explain everybody. In Lemaisa, it's going to be a machlokas on what's the Zman Shchiva, because Zman Shchiva is what the Pasuk is told of the Zman of Kriyashma. But on the Mishnah, Rashi doesn't go into the details of whether is the Zman Shchiva totally on the activity of going to sleep or on the state of being asleep. He just says it generally. It's a question of when the Zman Shchiva is. In reading Rashi. Okay, but we were wondering if we could gain any more insight into the question, right? Of Zman Shchiva, going to sleep, or the Zman that you are asleep. So what do you say? In other words, what's the difference? Can we define any further than just saying that Rabbi Eliezer holds it's Kol Zman? It's like a machlokas on interpretation of the language. What's bishach b'cha imply? Does it imply kol zman she'oskin lelech v'lishkav, or does it imply the time you're sleeping? I mean, how do we approach this machlokas? Can we define it further? Or can we just say, no, look, all we can say is what? Rabbi Lezer is saying it's the time you go to sleep, and Rabbi Nirabban is saying it's the time you're sleeping. You can't go any further than that. Now, is he saying, so Johnny is saying that you should be able to still define further that each Zman would have a different character, right? A different character of the mitzvah. How would you put it?
A little,
a different structure. In other words, the one side is easy. The chamim is easy, right? Because they're saying, basically, it means what? It means laila, right? Like the Rambam says. V'erva v'oker, and then he says, v'shachmcha hu laila. Right? It's laila. So, it's laila. But what is according to Rabbi Eliezer? That's like Jonah saying, that's a normal Zman. B'shachmcha is a normal Zman. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's laila. Now, it's, let me tell you the way I'm thinking about it. And you'll try to build, try to let me tell you the way I'm thinking about it. It's hard to like lead you to it. Let me see if I can tell you the way I'm thinking about it. I think you got, it seems to be like this, that if you're going to learn like Rabbi Eliezer, if you're going to learn like the Chachamim, so then he's telling you that what? And according to him, the mitzvah is tofes, the mitzvah takes the two elements of the complete day. Right? The complete day has Yom and Laila. Okay? Has Yom and Laila. But it's Yom and Laila in terms of B'shach B'chav of Kamecha, like we were saying the other day. It's the Zman of the day. It's part of the activities of the of your Kviyas for activity. That's Uv Kamecha. It's with the rising. It's when you're Kovei, your day of activity. It's part of the right. It's part of the structure of the. It's part of the foundation of the day, like the Chinuch says. When you're rising, you involve yourself at the time of the time of Torah is not the mitzvah is not associated with the Maisa of the rising, right? But it's the Zman of that because it reflects that idea. So it's with the establishing with the getting ready for the day. You take to heart these ideas, and then right. So that's the active part of the day, and then there's also the part of the day when you recede, it's the zman of the day that you're disengaged, right? There's the day of malacha, and then there's the day of receding from malacha. Of the absence of malacha, so it's both of those components of the day, right? So then, b'shach b'uvkumecha would be the morning, and b'shach b'cha would be the whole laila. Why is it just the morning? Because it's not an activity of the day. It's not an activity of the day. That's the whole. So in terms of uvkumecha, so you can say that laying the foundation of activities that during the zman of uvkumecha lays the foundation for all the activities, right? And to have it at later during the day would mean it's just one of the activities. That's not proper. But b'shach b'cha means, according to the chachamim, it means that. That Uv Kumecha qualifies the Yom, and B'shach B'cha now needs to qualify the Laila. Okay, but Laila is really just a time of receding, right? Laila is a time of receding. So there's no difference in the process. There's no difference of the time you're going to sleep and the time of the sleeping. They both are the same thing. They're both the absence of activity. In the day, the day is activities, and when you're osek in carpentry or in safras or learning, whatever it is you're osek in during the day, those have a shame of an activity, right? And the only way to engage them all in one swoop is to have the Kriya Shema Baboger. Bikumecha, with the rising, with the not as a particular, but with the rising itself. Okay, but at night, if you're saying that the time of activity needs, you say that the active man needs a kavod sochel shemayim, and the man who recedes needs it. There's no difference between the zman when you are receded and the zman that you're going to sleep. There's no difference. It's the same quality, because the receding is a lack. Activities are positive, so you have to have bikumecha to qualify all of the particulars. But there are no particulars in receding. It's just absence. There's no difference. The zman is the zman of solitude. Okay. Huh? But Rabbi Eliezer learns differently. Now, is that idea is just saying day and night, day is marked by activity, night is marked by the lack of activity. To have the proper Zman for activity is before. It's before you engage in activity. Okay? Because that's how it's toe-faced everything you do. Right? The Haskola, the way you start, has a now characterizes everything you do. You do everything now under the ideas of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Right? And then also, even when you're not engaged, you also have the ideas of Olam HaShemayim. Right? When the day is over, when the activities are gone, you don't just collapse. You don't say, I'm just a... you don't say, man is just a beast of burden. If man were just a beast of burden, then he'd only need to engage his... then he'd only be man in the day, and at night he'd just be an absence. He'd just be shut down until the next day. No, there's also a new character of man at night. You understand? It's a new person at night. New role at night. So both of them need Kabbalah Olmah Hashemayim. Man doesn't just disappear at night. He's a different. He recedes from activity, and now he's in a different state. Okay. But that's also a state. That's also a state. So you need the Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim in both states. All right? But that would be the Chacham. It would, yeah?
I understand with Hukum Echadim, then if you want to include all the particulars, then why do it through this process of since you start out with this idea, then it encompasses all of it. Why not just have the whole Zman?
Because the whole Zman would mean you could do it at the end of the day. Right? You could do it at the end of the day. So then it would just be that it's an activity, right? It's not an activity. It's a foundation. In other words, to qualify active man and to qualify what's the proper reclusive man are different, right? To qualify active man means all of his activities have to be included. Is that? But to qualify a reclusive man, that's just while he's reclusive. You understand? So in order to include active man, the Adam of Malacha, what could we, should we do two Maisa Bracious? To do no. So in order to do active man, so then it means all of his activities have to be included. You understand? So that has to be before Uf Kumecha. But the reclusive man is the whole night. The whole night. Okay. That's the Chachamim. Saying that the mitzvah of Vayarev and Mavoker is night and day. Night and day. Day being the Zman of Malacha and the man of Malacha, and night being the reclusive man. But Rabbi Eliezer, if you go this way, he would say he learns b'shachuchah of kumecha different. He learns that they're both really going on day. It's when you engage the day and when you receive from the day. You understand? That's the point I'm trying to get to over here. That would seem to be the machlokas. Don't ask me. I know everyone who has a question now. Go ahead. Should say b'kumecha u'b'shachucha. Okay, it's good kasha. But that's what it would seem. In other words, if you're going to learn the whole night, then it simply means that there are two chalakim to the day. There's a chalak of yom, there's a chalak of laila. One is marked by asiya, and one is marked by lack of asiya. Right? But if you're going to say it's when you're Osek Lishkov, it would seem he's learning that it's the leaving of the day. It's the leaving of the day that is Mechayev.
Okay.
So then, it's not the Zman of Shechiva. What does the Zman of Shechiva do anything? It's irrelevant. Uv B'shach B'cha to him means not a Zman of Laila, but a leaving of the day. That's only kol zman that you're osik lishkov. That's a good question. I mean, it is a good question in general. How Chazal know that these are zmanim? How they know that they're zmanim and not related to actions? Right? The pasuk doesn't say zmanim. Just the pasuk says, right? This is a good question. How do they know it's really zmanim?
I don't understand how he can say your svara though.
And one of them, in other words, forget about whether you like my answer or not. But the point is, I'm trying to give you an approach to interpreting a machlokas like that, to understanding a machlokas like this. You have to say, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, like the Meiri says, the word b'shachvacha is ambiguous in Torah. Well, I shouldn't say, or it could imply one of two things in the psukim. Your psukim that b'shachvacha implies going to sleep, the word, the verb. And there are psukim that the word shachvacha implies being asleep. Okay? So what's the machlokas? So they should both say, you know what? It's just a suffix here. It's just a suffix. We don't know which one of them is. Why are they so sure? So the approach to trying to understand the machlokas like this is to say that they had different ideas of the mitzvah, which and each idea of what the mitzvah is allows for only one particular interpretation of b'shachvacha. So if Rabbi Eliezer holds the mitzvah of yom and laila go together in engaging the day and receding from the day, then b'shachvacha would naturally mean going to sleep. Right? And if But Rabbi Eliezer holds, no, b'shachvacha of kumecha is a way of engaging the entire day, all parts of the day. So then it would mean the active part of day and the recessive part of day. And then b'shachvacha would definitely mean the whole night. Because it's each part of the day through its quality of how man of man's activities. The part of the day where man is active, right? The active part of the day. But the whole active part of the day has to be marked. That's only going to be, since activities are discrete and different, it's only going to be in the beginning to be tofes all of it. but the recessive part of the day is the whole night. You understand what I'm trying to say? You look like you're awake. We good?
You're saying one of them is saying engaging me.
As if b'shachvacha is a conclusion of the, then it has to be going to sleep. If it's just a new zman, a totally new zman, then it could be the whole night. Then there's no reason to limit it to an activity of going to sleep. Then the natural interpretation of b'shachvacha would mean the whole zman. But everybody agrees. It's definitely the zmanim. Like that's why the first ashmora, right? Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, it has to be koveya a zman, and it has to be an objective zman. So what are you going to tell me? Everybody happens to go to sleep. Everybody's a bucky in zmanim, and everybody knows that when the first ashmora is going to be over, everyone has to be in bed already. Of course not. But it means to say that chelik of the yom is the one that Lamaisa is primarily engaged for going to sleep, and the mitzvah, it doesn't go by the asios. The mitzvah goes by the zman of the asiyah. So since the night is, since there are three divisions of the night halachically, that's a real halachic idea. There are three divisions of the night. So then b'shachvacha has to be tofes a full entity. It's not going to take half of an ashmara. There's no such thing. So it's going to be tofes the whole ashmara. Yeah. So what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is what? Tana hechakoi. Where did the Tana come from that it taught already the Chov of Kriyashma? Right? Mehechakoi solek. Where did he come from? The Tana Bechovas Kriyashma that it already taught the Chov of Kriyashma. That he's starting now to ask about the Zman. Right? First it should teach the Chovas Kriyashma. And then the question of when do you read it is predicated on having been introduced to the mitzvah to read it in the first place. So where is the Tana have the mitzvah? Where did the Tana come from to start asking about when? That's one question. Go ahead. Vesu,
Maishnan.
And also, what? Why does the Tana teach Arvis Parasha? But it teaches Shachar Parasha. Yeah. Anybody here when we did brachos? Ketzad Mevarchan. Gemara similar question, right? The Gemara similar question. The Gemara doesn't ask the question by Ketzad Mevarchan. Is that right? Is that the question? I think the Tosis over there asks. By Ketzad Mevarchan, the Gemara doesn't ask. What was that? That's the problem. How come it doesn't ask over there? So they want to say, because they already mentioned brachos earlier at some point. Right. Yeah. Right, that's the first Tosus in case of Mevarchim. So if you don't, it's not, it doesn't ask Meimasai. It doesn't say over here, Tana Yechagai. So he has a different answer over there. Okay, fine. But, so there are two questions here. One is what? Is what's the continuity? Where is the Mishnah continuing from? To start asking already about a detail. About when? And furthermore, why does it list Arvis before Shachris? So let's take the two questions. So what are the two questions? First one is that what? Is that the Mishnah is supposed to be, the Mishnah should be laying out all the information. Right? That's what it's saying. The Mishnah should be a complete work of mitzvah. Okay? So, where is it coming from? It should be a completely self-contained. That's what it seems to be implying, right? It should be completely self-contained work. Okay. But the second question is harder to understand. Why would you prefer Shachris over Arvis? Welcome here. So Tosa says, because by Tomid it has it that way. Kidash kham but Tomid. I think I saw the Rashba or someone, one of the other Rishonim, said that it's because you should start out with a positive on a positive note, right? Like Or La Basa. Mishnah Psachim starts out Or La Basa, even though it's really referring to the night. So you're saying Or, you should start with a good siman, right? Right. So what's Tosa's answer? Tosa's answer is that what? It would have been better to start with the morning. Why? I guess because of consistency. Right? Consistency. Whatever reason it chose by Tamid, it should continue over here. The Tana shouldn't be capricious. If Tamid is that way, and apparently Tamid has to be that way, it should have had the same format here too. Right. But we asked yesterday that that it doesn't seem like a good question because maybe that's the mitzvah. Maybe the mitzvah is night and then day. Maybe the mitzvah is you start at night and you finish in the day. I mean, like the Rambam says, it's pamayim b'chol yom bo'erev v'voger. So when are you makayim the mitzvah? When are you makayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema according to the Rambam? It's one asay to read it twice a day. When are you makayim the mitzvah? Tell me. Tell me. When? Yes.
I don't understand.
You're not telling me.
After
what?
After Kriya Bayom.
If you read it at night and then you did Kriya Bayom, now you are makayim that mitzvah of this day. When will you makayim the mitzvah of Pamayim B'chol Yom? Well, today is what? Second day of Av. So when are you makayim the mitzvah on Cheshvan? When are you makayim the second day of Cheshvan? Of days Cheshvan of Mrs. Kriyashma? Started last night, you finished this morning. Right? Started last night, you finished this morning. So then what's the Gemara's Kasha? If that's the tzur of the mitzvah, that you start at night, you finish in the morning, so then of course the Gemara has to, of course the Mishnah is going to say it that way. The premise of the question is that there's no real reason to say it either way. Now it's just stylistic questions. So why did the Mishnah deviate from either, like Tosus, why did it deviate from the style that's already set up in Talmud? Or, I don't remember the other Shita, but why is it? Why doesn't it pick a happy thing? Day is more of a Zman of Simcha. Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I don't really know what Tosus means. I'm not really sure on the Pshat and Tosus. What does Tosus mean? Is he talking about the Pesukim? Sounds like it, right? Doesn't say this.
There's a reason.
It doesn't make sense because by the psukim of Kriya Shema it says Shachocha first.
Right.
Why would you go to Tamid? So Tosafot Rosh says the Ikar Mitzvah is Bayom. The Ikar Mitzvah is Bayom. And that's Chaviv Lezus. But then the Tamid has this. Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. That would really answer our question, right? I was saying, even if you're going to say... They're saying that the order doesn't necessarily... The order of the Asiyah doesn't necessarily reflect the importance. Could be in the Asiyah of the Mitzvah. The Maisa, it starts at night and it ends in the day. But the Ikar is really the day. The Ikar is really the day. So the Mishnah should express the Ikar Mitzvah first. Right? The Ikar Mitzvah first. Even if it's there should be a precedence to the Ikar Mitzvah, not to the Asiyah. That's interesting. Right, but I was just thinking of a different possibility, similar to Chaim's possibility, is that when you, even according to the Rambam, if you're going to say that the mitzvah is by yom and then it starts by yom and it finishes by laila, it's not like a din that you're maschil the mitzvah by laila and you're mashlim by yom. It's not like you do. It's not like a mitzvah of repeating it by yom, of what you started that night. The mitzvah, because then if it's a hemshech, if it's a continuation. Then you can't start in the middle of the continuation. Then we'll have to say the naschala, and then the. But the mitzvah is not that it takes. Not that the mitzvah takes the. It's that the mitzvah takes the yom and says, on this. In most mitzvahs, the day, the full day, is the entity of mitzvah, is the backdrop of mitzvah, the full day. But this mitzvah takes chelkei hayom. This mitzvah is attached to parts of the day. Okay, it's not really the Rambam lists the night before the night before the boker because on a given day, that's the order of the parts. But it's not a mitzvah of starting at the beginning of the day and finishing at the end of the day. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is that it actually. It actually takes into its toe-face the parts of the day as complete entities themselves. It's not ba'erev because that's the haschala, and ba'boker because that's the self. Or it's because there are two components to the day, and each component is now a mechayev in this mitzvah. So it doesn't matter which one you speak about first. It's not relevant anymore. It's not relevant. That's just because the only reason why we say it's ba'erev and ba'boker is because the giving of the mitzvah picks a day and explains to you how the mitzvah is chal on this day. But it's telling you that it's chal on this day not as one entity of day, but it's chal on this day within its individual components. Now means to say, every individual component of Yom is Mechayev you in Kriya Shema. Each component of Yom is Mechayev in Kriya Shema. So there's no, it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter anymore if this component is part of the last day or part of the next day. It's irrelevant. It's its own, it's a separate Mechayev. Beginning and end, right? In other words, if the mitzvah has the character of beginning of day and end of day, then you can't ask, but why didn't the Mishnah start the story in the middle? That's not a good question, right? But if the mitzvah of pamayim b'chol yom means that each entity of yom is its own mechayev in the mitzvah of kriyat shema, right? Then Erev and Boker are to each other like one day is to another day. In other words, when we say a mitzvah hayom, when we say there's a mitzvah b'chol yom to say Kriya Shema, what do we mean by that? We don't mean that there's a mitzvah b'chol yom to say Kriya Shema twice a day, like there's a mitzvah on the Tesvav of Tishrei to take the lulav. We don't mean that. It's not like every day is a... there are certain mitzvahs that the mechayev is the yom in the year, right? The yom of the year. The quality of the shame of this particular day, Tesvav Nisan, Tesvav Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, whatever you're going to call it, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur. Though it's not like the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is tofes in particular ahead of time every single calendar day till the end of time. You understand? When I do Kriya Shema today, it's not a Kriya Shema of what month are we in again? It's not a Kriya Shema of Beis Cheshvan. It's not a Kriya Shema of Beis Cheshvan. Like when I pick up the lulav, it's Natila of Tesvav Tishrei. You understand? It's that just the phenomenon of Yom and Laila are Mechayev in Kriya Shema. Not any particularity of this day or any other day. It's the underlying existence. It's our underlying existence in Zman, which is Mechayev us in Kriya Shema. And it's Tofes, each Chelik of that Zman. Right? Not as a part of this day. Not a Kriya Shema of this day, particular calendar day. Oh, when did this calendar day start? Started last night. Oh, so then really that's a totally different way. That's not a relevant way of looking at it. It's the phenomenon of Yom V'Laila. That's Mechayev me. That's what the mitzvah is telling me. Of course, it takes a paradigm of day to explain it to you. Say, on a day, which means a night and a day, you chayiv in both aspects. Shachachov kumech. But lemaisa, it's not a kiyam really of a last night and a morning. So therefore, there's no reason for the Mishnah to have stated it in that way. There would have been no reason.
Isn't there still a connection with the day? Because it's fine, but
That's what I'm saying. See, I'm saying that if you're going to learn this way, it's not really a kiyam of pamayim b'chol yom. It's a kiyam of chelkei hayom.
So it shouldn't be two mitzvahs?
Good question. It's the inyan. The inyan is tamidus. That's what Chaim was trying to say. That the inyan is really tamidus. Tamidus, if you want to say do something with tamidus, and a tamidus of chelkei hayom, it's expressed in the tzivoy of pamayim b'chol yom. But it's not really a chiyav like that. The chiyav, the inyan is really tamidus, and the asiya is the tamidus is expressed on day, universal day, with the components of universal day. But it's not really a kiyum in this particular day, in the same way as a kiyum of Netilas Lulav is a kiyum in this particular day. So it's really a continuous thing. So in the continuous thing that goes back and forth, Yom V'Layla, Yom V'Layla, it doesn't matter where you start in the description. But the Rosh seems to be saying it is a mitzvah of the day. But the ikar of the ikar mitzvah is Yom. Right? Or maybe he's learning his two mitzvahs. How does he learn? We don't know. Okay. So what are the two answers? The first answer is that in terms of the first question, the Torah Shebal Peh is read as a continuation of the Psukim, right? Akrokoi. Vishom Lomad Chovas HaKriya. That the Mishnah is Mefaresh the Psukim. So it's really like a continuation of the psukim. So if something that is mefurish in the pasuk, the Tana is justified in just saying me'emasai. Okay. And also the first answer is answering both from the same answer, right? Saying where is he coming from? He's coming from the pasuk, and the pasuk is which one? B'shach b'chov kumecha. So therefore, it says hachi k'tani. Zman kriyashma deshchiva, right? So he's learning both things. He's learning kriyashma and kriyashma deshchiva. Amos, right? Both answers are being that answer is saying both answers with one answer, both questions with one answer. Both questions are answered with the akrokoi, but the v'ibayis ema is only answering the second answer, right? That Tana Hechakoi is definitely from the Kro. But that just tells you the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in general. Why would he start with Erev and not Voker? That's because he's learning it from Briyas Olam. Right? That's what Tosis makes clear. That the Kasha from the Sefer is only if you're going to learn on the second answer, right? It's all you're going to learn on the second answer. Right? Because if you're going to learn the first answer, so the brachos is a different story. The brachos is not in the pasuk. Has the freedom to do whatever he wants to with the brachos. But if you learn the second answer, that means that's just his habit. He just has a habit like that based on the psukim. So everything should be that way. Right? Okay, look it over.